Welcome back to Two Chicks
Whining.
I'm Shaniqua.
And I'm Nina. And on today's episode, we are drinking some Zinfandels. Not white, but red.
Red.
Zinfandels. And I know a lot of times people just say Zinfandels, you just automatically go to white Zinfandels.
Not me, baby.
But the thing about these wines, and I mean, they actually are from the same grape, and it's a black skin color grape that is used. The thing about these wines, it's a great wine for the summer, red wine that is, because it's light bodied, so it's not very heavy. It has, I guess the acidity, it does have some acidity, but they have moderate tannins. And the thing about Zinfandels and the reason why I chose these bottles is actually because of the way they look. Why are you looking at me like that? I mean, I don't know. Usually I'm all about price point, but it's just something that drew me to these bottles.
They're unique.
They are unique. And the most expensive was $12.99 out of these bottles, which, you know, it's still okay. So they were under $40. So, every wine was purchased from Habersham, and thank you, Jim, again, for helping me choose these Zinfandels. Which one did you want to try first, Shaniqua?
Well, let's just try the one that is, let's try the Biker. That Biker? One's, yeah.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah, let's go ahead and try that one.
Okay. Now, these are, Zinfandels are lighter color compared to other red wines. What smell do you smell? You smell berries?
Mm-hmm.
Like what, raspberry, blackberries?
Black.
Okay. So,
that's
is it more peppery to you?
It is peppery.
I ain't giving you none because you can't find a darn receipt. We lost a receipt on these bottles.
Like, that's what's stalling us as we're talking. I thought we were supposed to take pictures of the receipt, but something happened.
Whatever. Sorry, y'all. This week, I don't remember the price points, but the most expensive was $12.99, but all of them were purchased at Habersham. So they said that the taste of the grapes, basically, so in cooler areas where the grapes are grown, it's going to have more like a berry flavor, like a raspberry. And the warmer climates where the Zinfandel grape is grown, it's going to have like blackberries and peppery taste. So to me, this one tastes more like raspberries to me. So, no. Where is it produced? All in California?
Yeah, this is California.
It's good, though. It's good. I taste more raspberries in this, though. You say you taste blackberries?
Raspberry and blackberry. Yeah. And it's... the alcohol content is 15%.
And that's the thing, too, about Zinfandels. They have a higher alcohol content.
Yes, those red Zinfandels, baby.
Out of all the red wines, they have the most alcohol content.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Jumping up and down.
Yes!
Was that, do you remember that bottle was on sale? It had to be, right?
I think they were. Like I said, all of them... The most expensive was like $8.99, and the least expensive was $8.99, and the most expensive was $12.99. So, it was $40 for all four bottles. So,
$10 average.
Yeah, $10 average. They're all good though, and I think Zinfandels are usually it's a good red wine, and it really doesn't cost a lot. You know, I guess because most of them are produced here in California because they grow the largest. Is in California.
Right.
Even though the origin of the wine is actually in Croatia. But most are grown here.
And the Biker is a different region from the other three. So this
took mine like a shot.
What'd you think about it?
It hit hard.
It's good though.
It punched me in the face.
It's good. I would buy it again.
I would buy it.
Not just because of the bottle, but because it's just, it's a good.
It's good.
It's light. It's not real heavy. And it's perfect for the summer to me.
You think so?
Yeah.
I could dig it. Question.
I have a question. For someone who is not an avid drinker, who's just beginning, is it sweet or is it bitter?
It's drier.
It's dry.
It's dry.
It's dry.
Bitter. You probably wouldn't like it if...
I think you would like it if you chilled. Yeah. If you chilled it, you may like it a little better. How about that?
Bitter's good sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
It is good.
And I do like some bitter wine, but just for the people who aren't, you know.
Yeah, because a lot of people, I find, new drinkers don't really like reds.
Because they think all reds are dry and
they're
bitter,
not.
And not all reds are.
But people also have to understand, like, it really depends on what you eat. Food can make it worse.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to really
pair it well. Right. Yeah.
That matters a lot.
Right. But, I mean.
It's good, though.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's good. So, which one you want to try next?
Let's do Campus Oaks.
Have you ever had any other of their wines? I've had their whites.
Yeah, I had a white Campus Oak.
Yeah.
Was it a Shard?
Yes, yeah. I had a Shard.
I'm not really into, like, buttery shards. It was a buttery shard.
So you like oaky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have either of you had any of these Zinfandels?
No.
I think I want to say I had the...
Plunger Head?
Yeah, Plunger Head.
I usually don't buy Zinfandels, so...
Why? This is,
I don't know. I don't buy them.
Yeah, it's not my choice when I go into a store either.
Yeah, like, if I'm going to buy a red, I would get a Merlot. Yes. Or a Pinot Noir, if
or
I buy a
cab.
Red.
I go after a Malbec.
Well, yeah those,
I like
two.
Those two.
So I don't know. I just don't ever think about Zins. And, I mean, they really, the reds didn't really come about until, like, what, the 90s? More people start drinking the red Zins. Whereas with the white Zinfandel, of course, you know, they were popular during the 70s.
I don't like white Zinfandel.
That's the only, you know, that's probably why I didn't really drink a lot of Zinfandel, period.
Because you think
I
of that.
It was all, yeah.
Yeah. And this one, what, maybe a little bit darker? I smell berries.
Berries.
It smells a little bit sweeter, too.
Yeah.
But
this
it's.
I don't know. This tastes.
It tastes sweeter.
It's a little oaky, though.
It is oaky. Yeah. It is oaky.
It's kind of weird. It's like the front is different than the back.
Yeah.
It's like
sweet,
but then you're like, no, you're not sweet.
Yeah, it's like that first sip you taste the sweetness, but then it becomes more dry.
More dry.
As goes away.
What would you eat with this?
A steak.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't taste, this is not as acidic as I thought it would be.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. I wish that the audience could see your faces as you taste the wines. Because you're making faces.
Who?
These are wine faces. Oh. Are wine faces.
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
Spit. And we got, actually, we drank them out of red wine glasses. And so I'm swirling it around to see. Look at the rings.
You got to
The rings.
Swirl.
You gotta swash it. You're not drinking it, so that's an indication.
I'm enjoying y'all.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying y'all moving y'all glass around like that.
Like we know what we doing, right? Like we know what we.
And
doing.
We do know what we doing because we have been to wine tasting.
Yes, we have.
Thank you very much, Calvin the Great.
If you like a really unbalanced wine, this is it.
It is unbalanced.
Hmm? You're experts.
Yeah, and we tequila experts, too.
Ciao.
Nah, they got a certificate for that tequila.
Ciao, listen.
and a
like
headache.
Like to drink. Drinking makes things better.
Yeah, we like to drink.
Smoke cigars.
And smoke.
You remember that from the Three Stooges?
What is wrong with her?
She's so special.
She's special. You remember that from the Three Stooges? When it was someplace... Y'all didn't watch
You don't remember either, apparently.
I do.
There were someplace.
There were Three Stooges.
And they were
like drinking. And they were like, We like to drink. I used to love the Three Stooges when I was a kid. You didn't watch those?
No.
They used to be each other's. Oh, my God.
But when y'all did that, it just made remind me of the what's the song with the lollipop kids?
Curly. We remind you of the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
We are the lollipop kids, That's the only part I remember from the movie.
The wine pop kids.
Yeah, we were wine pop kids.
Y'all love that too?
The Wizard of Oz? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're well rounded.
I love
people
the Oz.
Here.
We love the Wiz, girl. The Wiz.
Yeah, the Wiz.
You're fired.
Fired.
The Wiz.
The drinking has begun.
ease on down the road. Okay.
You remember when they got high in that room?
With the poppies?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's back to the wine.
Okay.
Our own life, own world.
You got to be happy. Off life.
You have to be happy.
Because baby.
Everything else is, you know, it's harder to be happy.
You got that right.
So.
Stupid COVID.
Yeah, COVID. That's probably why so many people are drinking wine now.
Think so?
Yeah. What else is there to do?
So these are from the Lodi region. So the campus, the plunger.
Okay.
Plunger
head.
That is another cute bottle.
It is cute.
Have you had
Which one?
You had this one before?
Yeah, I tried that one before.
And what did you think of it?
I didn't mind it. I mean, it was one of those things where we had it to sell and we were tasting it. It wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you buy it? Doesn't look like it.
I would sell it.
Okay.
Yeah. How much were you selling that for a glass? Probably the amount of the bottle in the store.
Probably like $16 a glass or something like that.
It wasn't that expensive.
They hiked up that price.
I know.
Yeah, if you want to learn how to drink wine, people, do not go to a restaurant and do it.
You'll
spend lots of money.
It tastes close to the campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you say they're from the same region?
They're all, yes. These last three are from the same region. The biker was the only one from the separate region.
Of California.
Yeah, they're all California wines.
All four are California wines.
California love.
So you think they'll probably all taste somewhat the same, maybe? These kind of taste the same to me. This one might be a little smoother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not as dry.
A little more balanced.
Yeah. A little sharper. It's a little sharper.
I would buy it. I think I would buy that.
I would think, for now, that one is my number two.
Mine, too. So this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
Biker plunger.
Right. Yeah. So.
I'm excited about this one.
I need some cheese with this.
Yeah. Did you bring any?
Cheese.
No.
Why cheese?
I don't know. I think it would just make it even better. Like some of
that. What about honeycomb?
I wouldn't eat a honeycomb with this because this to me is a little sweeter than the other ones. And so for my palate, I would need something sharp with this wine. So like
some Gouda.
Or that cheese.
Smoked Gouda.
Oh, even like a cheddar. A white cheddar would be good with this, as well as what was the cheese that I had bought that we had? God darn it.
What's
the cheese that we had last when I had cheese like a couple of weeks ago.
Don't give me the lie.
Let me tell you. So I haven't had cheese in forever, right?
Right.
But I remember, what's that? It was Asher Blue. Mm-hmm. Asher, it's a blue cheese.
Now, that would be good with this right here. With some crackers, a blue cheese would be excellent with that one. Yeah.
Digging that right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to cheat and get some cheese.
Why you don't eat cheese?
Dairy.
Oh, okay.
I think you can do it. I just can't do it on all the time.
Yeah.
I might have to get me a cheese board.
I should have bought some cheese. This wine, though. Well, I don't know why I didn't think about it.
Next on the grocery list, a cheese board.
Cheese board.
Anyway.
What was that about?
I don't know. She's crazy.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Drink up, baby.
Maybe we shouldn't give you the red Zinfandel.
Girl, that was evil. Wasn't that evil? What was that for?
She just turned on us for no reason. Don't drink it like that.
Throw it back, honey. Come on. Come on, I'm ready. By the time you... whose bottle is it?
That's Calvin.
Oh, okay.
I had poured
third?
It.
That's my... Yeah. That the fourth one?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I poured it for him. You know, these probably would go good with the cigars.
Yes.
Yeah, how was y'all cigar day?
It was good.
The only thing bad about it is you smell so bad
when
afterwards.
You come
really?
From it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I thought they usually have a good smell to it.
I mean, you don't... It didn't smell when we were in there. It wasn't like what I expected.
You kind of consume with it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you, when you walk
out,
then you smell it. Yeah. It's all in your hair and in your clothes and in your bra. And
yeah, I had
it's
to
just
wash
your
bra.
Sway.
Yeah.
It was in my bra, too.
Embedded in.
Yeah.
So it went through your clothes?
Yes.
Okay. Just make sure you didn't. Yeah.
We both said the same thing at the same time.
You was there, so what are you talking about? It wasn't in your bra?
I don't know. I just put it in the dirty clothes, but I mean.
It was in there.
I went home.
Did you end up partaking?
Oh, yeah.
Child, I got video and pictures of her.
Oh, that's what's up.
They don't.
Oh, you did say that before you left. He was like, I'll do that.
Yeah. I love a good cigar.
I don't know the difference between them. Like Well,
you about to learn when we go.
You about to learn, Papa.
Because we're going to do our brown bag challenge.
That's what's up.
At Zig. Jigs.
Ziggs.
Fire.
Zinning.
I'm zinning.
She's zinning right now.
They just kicked us off the show.
Right.
Exactly.
Sorry. But yeah, I'm excited.
Nina, you've been to
Cuba. Right.
So I had a few Cubans before. I don't.
Right. Did you enjoy them?
I don't know the difference between a Cuban and like something different, you know? Because I don't smoke cigars like that.
So when you went to Cuba, did you smoke when you were over there?
Yeah.
No. I love it.
How did it feel? Relaxing?
Yeah, we just chill.
I want to go back.
Did you see him make it?
Yeah. Well, actually, before I went, my homeboy went to an actual the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he pretty much documented a guy making them.
I like to watch him make them. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, down the road, we'll get to go back again.
After COVID.
So. Yeah. It was really hot in Cuba, but I really enjoyed it.
It's just right now, it's just so weird because, like, this is one of the first times where we can't travel outside of our
country.
It's just so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of countries don't want us.
Yeah.
So, into the Zen.
Do you blame them?
Girl, get out of my mouth. That's what I said. I don't blame them.
With an idiot at the helm?
Well, I'm going to get to see it. Ooh, that smells good. Is this the...
Intern 45.
Intern. Now, this is sweet to me.
It smells sweet. It smells the sweetest out of all of them.
It does.
So, let's see.
It's the sweetest.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Y'all ain't. I don't like that one, huh?
No?
That might be my fourth one.
It tastes like raisins.
It's just weird. It shouldn't
like
be.
It's like raisins. That's what it tastes like.
I don't like.
Like
raisins.
Me either.
Or prunes, not raisins.
Well, prunes.
It tastes like prunes. I like prunes.
You like prunes?
Yeah.
Don't prunes have a bitter taste to it?
No.
No?
No.
I'm wrong? Okay.
Yeah, you're wrong. They're plums.
All right. Bus driver.
Bus driver?
She is leading the way with these.
I would make a sangria out of that one.
You probably wouldn't like your sangria. Uh-huh. That's kind of weird.
Well, Shaniqua liked it. She just had a sip of it before we started.
Oh yeah, the sangria. You didn't put this in there, did you?
No. I used the rosé from the last podcast.
I will say that I think this is. If we tried this one first, I think we have a different.
You always want to rearrange stuff.
I say it's because it's not. First. Everyone's known as a Zen to be a really dry wine, right?
Yeah.
This one here isn't really dry.
No.
So it'd be a difference in.
Oh God.
I think this is where
we're going to wait 5 minutes.
We're going to wait. And then
we're going to try it again. We'll try that one first.
Okay. You're going to let it breathe?
Yeah.
Let it breathe, Swai.
So, I mean, I think that's the best thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to finish yours?
Yeah.
Well, you got to finish.
Reluctantly.
Calvin, you know.
Look at Calvin's face.
Calvin has just been like a real sucker lately. He don't be finishing stuff.
What you talking about?
Ooh. What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis?
Talk about Willis.
I'm finishing right now.
Okay. Let's see it. Can record all right, that. All right. Record him taking it.
Did I not finish my other ones before?
No, because last week you had like some that was.
Because we were serious last week. We were serious.
Okay.
Serious, and y'all was cigar smoking.
Are you hating?
You should have been
there. You should have been there. You should have came with us, and you would have been.
I had to send my work. I had to work a little bit.
I need you to be off on
you
Sundays.
Work 7 days a week.
Yeah, you work too much.
In a life, baby.
You got to have a day off.
I do have a day off.
What?
Let's see.
Never. Don't say that.
Well,
now I'm trying to make Wednesday my day off.
You keep changing it. Last week it was Monday. This week is Wednesday. We don't know.
He's trying to keep us guessing.
He
don't want us to schedule stuff. That's what
I really don't.
We know, boo. We know.
But no, it's like this.
Real dry, nasty. Yeah.
You ever had your Monday, your off days become work days?
Yeah.
You know why? Everybody find out that you off.
That's true.
So I'm like, okay, well.
What you doing?
Leave me alone.
Don't do us like that, Calvin.
No,
we have fun.
I don't do y'all like that, though.
Lies. You remember that text?
Lies.
You remember that dry, I said, Nana.
Well, you using
get your boy.
Alibis. Lies.
Y'all so special.
That's not me singing.
Look, text messages have no tone, okay?
Yes, yours do.
If you ensue the tone.
Yours do have tone. Okay. I said this old boy here. Yeah.
I was driving when I was replying to you.
Right. I'm about to throw this.
Don't drive and text. You just like Shaniqua.
See?
Don't be putting my business out on the air like that.
Okay, you not like Shaniqua.
Okay, so since we putting people business
in No, don't do Nana.
This
Nana.
Is not the topic.
No,
this
Nana.
The topic.
Since we are putting business out there, would you want your friend to reveal if your partner is stepping out on you?
No. Nah.
I would.
You would?
It depends on it depends on the source. I have to consider the source.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, I would like to know if you see him somewhere in the activities looking a little suspect, because then my own investigation will begin. So, I would. The things that I've,
I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because
why would you not?
Because for one, you don't know the situation.
But that's why I said you need to consider your source too.
Yeah. The source matters.
The source matters.
But then you got to think about if that person was out there doing something they had no business doing, they still going to go back to that person. And then that other person is going to look at you like you're a troublemaker.
So guess what? I really don't have to say nothing. I can let you rat your own self out. Hey, how you doing?
There you go.
Good to see you. And see what's going to happen is you're going to tell on yourself.
Exactly. So a good source will play it the right way, but ain't got to say nothing.
Ain't got to say nothing.
At all. So that's... If you got a source that sees somebody do something that they don't, that and then they'll go back and tell you, that's not really, they ain't building no case. You got to build the case.
You have to build the case.
You got to go to that person and be like, yo, why are you out here? Who that is?
And baby, go ahead and get you some video footage while you at it.
Okay, happened to every one of us here. What are you about to talk about, Kim?
I don't know. She giving
what
me the.
Calvin just said, that's Shaniqua. All day, every day.
That's a great source. I am an investigator, honey.
Sit back and watch. Shaniqua going to go up there to him and say, what's up? How you doing?
You got
Who's
to.
This?
And then when I'm going to say, hey, girl, how you doing? Hey.
Who's this? How you doing? That's Shaniqua all day.
All day.
You know what? That does two things for you.
What?
One, it stops him in his tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it put him on blast. Now he got to approach it because he thinks she's going to say something about it.
But the only thing that's wrong with that is, and this is where my problem comes in. When you tell people something, they going to listen to the man.
Or woman.
And she's going to twist it around, and you're going to believe them.
But
you're going to put doubt.
But that's why you got to do it
that
way that we just said.
Right.
So it's like this. So I've had homeboys, like, not talk to me no more.
Why?
When I'm like, yo, I saw your homie. She was in the blah, blah, blah.
That's what I'm talking about. So they're going to get mad at you for saying something, but yet they still going to be with that person regardless. So that's what I'm saying.
And that does happen.
And that happens more than, hey, girl, how you doing? I'm just saying that happens more than that.
And even so, even if, because we have a friend who that happened to.
Who that happened to?
Yes.
Who that? The Saints. That's who.
He went up.
is that the team? Who that? Who that? Okay.
Yeah, we went on vacation.
Yeah, he went
up. Oh, you saw it.
I wasn't there, but I should have been.
If she had been there, it would have been.
We asked you to come, but
baby,
you didn't
come. Maybe we would have tore that restaurant down.
There would be no Papa Do's anymore.
Go ahead.
By Wendy.
So now we know you were in Papa Do's, probably Atlanta.
Yes.
There we go. Yes. Location.
So we saw his
niece's
husband with another woman. And
it was a business date.
Yes, exactly. It was. And he went up to her, and before he could call her, the husband called and explained it away.
She spoke, and he said, I got to get to her before they do. You're telling yourself.
That's what I'm trying to say. But it doesn't. It was no purpose because it didn't change.
She still stayed with him.
She believed her husband.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And most times we're going to believe that male because my philosophy is you're not gonna listen to anything I have to say until you're ready to get out of it.
And then a lot of times
you already know.
And then a lot of times
you're saying so the victim necessarily isn't the victim
because they already know
because they already yeah.
That's what I was gonna say. Chances are they already know. So if you give them a little more bird seeds. I mean, chances are they know they have
know
some.
Because
they
something has changed in the relationship.
Right. But if you're paying attention, you see
know,
it.
You know. Either he's doing
but
something.
Exhibit A.
But you also don't know what person A is doing. Maybe person A is like, yeah, I know. I don't care. Yeah. And I'm doing my own thing, too.
Well, would you get mad if your friend did find out that they were stepping out? But
and didn't tell you?
And... Yeah, and they found out that you knew all along, but you didn't say anything, and they turn on you.
They're going to turn regardless.
But they won't turn. It's really weird because it's like.
You can't get mad at people because they're not telling you something that they saw either.
Well, I guess because like one of the followers said, you know, yeah, I want you to tell me because I don't want to look like a fool in the street. So I want my best friend to tell me if she sees something sketchy. Like for me, the both of us, for instance, I mean, we're pretty cool, you know. So if I tell you something. That's all going back to consider the source. If I tell you something, would you not take it into consideration or you'd be like, girl, please?
You and I would take
you
it.
You and I.
Because
it's
we've known
source.
Each other since
that's
we've been
what
12
I'm
years
yeah,
old.
It's all in
so,
the source.
It's the source.
Because you know what happens? The person that you are not like best friends with is the one that sees it.
Right.
And then they got to come be like, hey, man. And now you're like, bro, I don't know who you are. Like, why are you telling me this? You know what I'm saying? So it's never the person you want to find out, like, to let you know the good information. It's always, like, that person that's, like, iffy with you.
I really don't care. I think that with women, I can't say with men because I'm not a man, but with women, until they're ready to hear it, it's going to be a burdensome on your friendship.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because they don't want to hear it because either you want my man or somebody you want
and,
my man.
And see, and that's
and
what a man,
trying to,
and that's how a man will turn around.
Exactly.
Oh, she's jealous. She just jealous
of our relationship.
I don't
think that I would do that. It's the source. That's why I keep saying it's the source. And then
so
if
maybe,
it's somebody that you don't really know like that, and by association, hey, I know your girl. I know that's your girl. This is what I saw.
Yeah.
And then you be like, hey, this is what I saw. And maybe they have footage or, you know, I don't know her like that, but. Look at this.
But also, I guess what Kim's saying is also, it's not only the source, it's the person you are.
So let me ask you, it's the victim itself also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want to hear it.
So let me ask you
not
this.
To that point yet.
So being a man, if one of your female friends came to you and say, hey, I saw your wife with this person right here, how would you take it? Because you always look at, women always look at it as, okay, another woman, we're going to talk to each other. But from a man perspective, if one of your, because you have female friends.
Yeah.
So if one of your female friends say, hey, I saw your wife with such and such, how would you feel about it?
Given who my female friends are, I would take it and I believe it. Because most of my female friends are like, they cool people. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it'll be anything malice or ill intent. For one day, I think all my female friends look out for me.
Mm-hmm.
If it's some, look. Matter of fact, we just had a conversation earlier about that letter I got. I found out about that before I got it. Because I got a homegirl that works and says, hey, Calvin, look out for this. I'm like, cool. So all my female friends look out for me because I look out for them. You know what I'm saying? So I would have more of a hard time believing a dude that kind of know me mm-hmm. and say, hey. And I've had this happen before. You know, he said, hey, man, your girl was at a bar next to these dudes. You know those dudes? I'm like, well, I don't know you. I know who they are. I know who she is. You know what I'm saying? So I think it takes a lot of understanding of kind of what we go always back to. You got to know yourself. And your partner got to know they got to know themselves as well. And if a female came to me and said, like a good friend of mine came to me and said, yo, look, we saw your girl out. And they're suspecting something. If I don't know about it, then I got to be suspicious too. But for like you said, you found the dude in Papados. He called right then and there to say, hey, this was going on. Why didn't he call yesterday and say, hey, I'm going out to dinner or lunch with this person? It's all in the communication. So if I say.
Because he was cheating.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. But it's not. But at the time, it wasn't like he's a surprise. Yeah. It's habitual. Yeah. So you already know. You know what I'm saying? You already know. The wife already knows how he moves.
Yeah. So
it's not like. But she's not. He's not throwing it in her face because he went out of town to do it. And I can't.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I get that, but has he not thrown it in her face before?
Yeah. I just think that. But I'm just saying in this instance.
That's a different instance.
In
this instance,
he took it out of town. And I mean, how many instances have there been where, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, people who we have encountered in our lives haven't taken their significant other besides the one who they say is theirs out of town to entertain them? I'm just saying.
It happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, it does happen all the time.
And you think, oh, ain't nobody gonna catch me. Ain't nobody gonna see nothing.
Okay, so it isn't.
But why? Can I say this? At that point, if you take it, like, let's think about this. You're in a relationship and you take someone else out of town. Why not just take the person you would out of town, or why be in a relationship?
You have to answer that.
Because most
this
of
happens
the time,
to both people, right?
It does happen to most people, but most of the time, it's a man that's stepping out.
Come on, Calvin. I get it. I understand that.
I have seen the receipts.
I have been on lunch dates.
Okay. Atlanta Housewives receipts and all this.
I've seen the receipts where, you know, hotel in North Carolina and, you know, I've seen them. So that's what I'm saying. Have you not seen receipts?
Oh, baby, I've seen receipts.
So, I mean.
I just don't get it. But at the end of the day, it's like.
It's a control thing. It's a power thing. Anybody who steps out of a relationship, it's like to me, it's like it's about being in control. You got to have the upper step on anything.
They like the thrill of it.
The thrill of it. No.
It's the thrill.
I ain't got no time.
Good, you work all the time, so I don't see you doing it.
I don't see that. I just don't get it.
It takes too much to do that. It just takes too much energy. And for me, I don't have time.
Ain't got time for that. It's just like, can you agree? Not agree, but can you say that most people cheat, in essence, to get caught?
I think he wanted to get caught. That's just my own personal thought.
Because the caught essentially is a release.
Right.
From a situation that they can't be man enough to talk
about.
And it brings about change. Either it's going to change the status, married, divorced, or it's going to change the person that they are with.
Right.
You know, it's going to change them. How instead of communicating, they just cheated because they're missing something.
Right. So if someone cheats, then are you willing to go back with them?
I think it just depends.
I've gone back before.
I've gone back plenty of times.
It depends on if both parties are willing to work on the relationship. Mm-hmm. And my relationship, only one party was willing to do what it takes to correct the situation, and the other one was not. So, you know, it takes two for change to happen. I don't know if it's happened in the past. I've seen it, but for me, I don't know if I can successfully go back to somebody that's cheated on me and trust them with my heart.
So
I
you
just
like
really
the
don't.
Man? You like the man in a relationship because I think sometimes women are more forgiving of men when they step out of their relationship.
Yeah. That's absolutely true.
And I think, like, you are the man in that situation because when your ex cheated on you, that was it. You were done.
I was done.
You didn't want to try to work it out or anything.
And then
like
I
that.
Went through the, I did go through the movements or to act like I wanted to work it out because I kind of knew that he wasn't going to agree to my terms.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate for just a second.
Okay. We love that. Go ahead.
So I do, and I am a person that believes it's different when men cheat versus women cheating.
Okay.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah. I also believe that when a woman cheats, there's two things. I could be wrong. We're gonna correct you. One, it is literally it's a cry for attention from a previous relationship, and two, it's a way of saying, you know what, I don't need that person. Am I wrong?
When a woman cheats.
You're wrong.
So think about this way. So the second one I said, that person doesn't need. What if a woman cheating is saying, I am trying to get what's really good for me. And when a woman cheats, on the second thing I said was, I don't need that person because they're not good for me. And I can take myself, a good person, and find a better person.
Well, if that's the case, then why don't you just break up?
Because sometimes you got to set that lesson. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do as a man, why would you think that someone's going to sit there and just take that? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But I think women cheat because they're not being satisfied sexually or they're not being emotionally.
But you can fix the sexual part.
You can if you want to.
But if women are just going to sleep with just anybody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I say it's different. Like men, we could do whatever we are physical creatures. Get it. I understand that, right?
But men and the fixing part is part of our problem because we have allowed men for so long mm-hmm. to not satisfy us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we date them and we're so enamored by their personality. We want to be with
them. And that's
job,
what I'm saying. So get it this way.
Money.
So what are you changing if you cheat on a situation that you're not going to communicate and talk about?
You're not being fulfilled.
I understand that. But why go to another person and you're not, it's going to be the same situation.
You like that man. You love him. He gives you everything you need.
He's giving you everything except for what you're missing.
Oh,
so what you're saying
is.
Because
we fake and we say, oh, so wonderful. And then you got him. Yeah. Who you want, and you're not satisfied.
And then, so the next, the sexual satisfaction comes from a different person.
Right.
But everything else you get.
But see, sex, and I think also that we see sex different than men. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not about sticking it in something.
Yeah, it's love for us.
It's love. It's about love.
That, yeah.
It's about affection. It's about the kisses, the
romanticism.
Cuddles.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
You know, I saw a picture once.
I think that women have the ability to do just what a man does.
I think they can go.
I mean, but men, not
you,
Calvin.
You honestly believe that women can just
I think they can, but it has to be in their mindset.
Yeah, mental fortitude.
They have the ability to do that. But see, a lot of men, not you, Calvin, don't think that we can do that. But baby,
I believe we can, and it has been done. I agree with that. We can disconnect
and we could just get the physical on.
Yeah, and I believe you because when we had that conversation a while back, I said I didn't believe it, but then I had to think about it. And being when I was a single man and having ex girlfriends, and they'd be like, I get a phone call like, "Yo, what's up?" I'm like, "Okay, all right, that's what we're doing now." Okay.
That's what we doing.
And then they go back to whoever the dude is. I'm like, "Okay, you really just." Let me go take a shower.
Listen.
So I definitely agree with you.
Women are something else.
I agree with that. And then they get what they want to get and gotta go. But
mm-hmm.
I think it is a mental, like, that's different. But I still believe like men cheat for different reasons.
Yeah, and women cheat for different reasons.
Why do men cheat?
Because they see it and they want it to conquer it, and then they want to go back home and just, you know.
You got some truth there. You got some truth.
Wait a minute. Elaborate.
Because men are like we are
visual.
We're visual, but as we are men, we're also taught to conquer. You know, to control. And there's a lot of urges that I have as a man. I've got to be like, that's not right. I can't do that. So you got to be able to know what those issues are. And she's right. I think there's a lot of things where you're like, you know, I want to conquer that right quick. I know I have something else over here in the corner, but I got
to
get that.
Especially if she puts up a challenge.
Yeah. And exactly. I don't have to worry about it.
That challenge is something
mine.
Else. Yeah. That challenge. Mm. Yeah.
And I think that's the hard part about being.
That smells so good.
Just human. What?
The biker. Okay. Wait a minute. I'm talking about the wine. We round two.
Round two time.
Go ahead.
So
Calvin,
I think there's some truth to that, but I think most men have to understand it can't work that way. In order for them to be great men, they got to be able to kind of have some type of control.
They got to want to be great men. I think that the biggest problem we have in this society is that a lot of us are not brought up seeing positive learning.
Right.
Nobody is these days. Yeah.
No.
So it's hard to know what is right and what is wrong.
You're going to have to want it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have to research and learn. And I'm always telling you guys, you have to date.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean what women think.
Right.
Your mind and this is just it. We're just going to date. That's not dating. I need you to find other people and see what you like and what you don't like.
Right.
You know.
And don't, like, I know everyone's like, you know, compromise and all this. No.
Don't
say thank you.
Compromise
thank
is literally
you.
is settling. If you don't like it, then bruh.
Bye.
See you later.
Deuces.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye.
Yeah, because you got to understand it. Especially if you're dating, that's just a representative, dude. Like, you're not really like, that's not who you really are. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to put up with something at that point, you're investing all that time, all that money into a stock that ain't giving you no value.
Come to visit ain't like coming to stay.
Facts. Big facts. Learned my lessons a few times.
Well, now he's an old married man. You got that paper.
I ain't old yet.
You acting like an old married man.
It's hard. I mean, I think it's hard for both sides.
Especially if you're in, like, with us, we be in our late 40s. It's a little different.
And you would think it'd be easier.
It's not.
It's not. Because they aren't. The number doesn't mean anything. It's not. You know, I know like 50-year-old men that are not mature, and then there are some that's younger that are. So it's just
and that makes sense because they're probably more stuck in their ways.
And it's about games too. It's like people. My thing is just be honest, just be yourself. You don't have to like put a facade up that you're trying to be this or that. Just be yourself,
Calvin. So why can't men be honest?
I think it's both ways.
I think so too, but I
see. I had a homegirl call me earlier, like maybe. Days ago, and she was like, I don't want to tell him everything about me because I don't know him like that. And I'm like, well
how's he gonna know you?
How he gonna know you? Is he being honest with you? And she said, I don't know. I said, the one thing that you're gonna go into a relationship is saying that you're honest at all levels.
But I guess,
especially if you ain't got nothing to hide.
Yeah, but that just go back to trust.
So what does that, so what, how
does, so did she get hurt? Is that the reason why the last relationship she didn't have any trust in that person?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a fair relationship, period, you're going to have trust issues. But I said you can't go into it thinking that it's the same situation.
Right.
This is a new scratch-off.
Don't come with your baggage.
Yeah, this is a new scratch-off. You don't know what numbers you're going to get. So you got to go into it open. Mm-hmm. And I tell you a long time, it's not like you being hurt by someone, cool. All right, that's their loss. But it doesn't mean you can't be open.
But I think for women, it's a little bit harder because we tend to be the gender that's hurt the most. Yeah. Okay, it seems like we're hurt the most. Men are hurt too.
Yeah, men are hurt, yeah.
But it seems like we're hurt the most. And so it's just hard for us to, okay, just kind of release and be honest because we think we're going to be taken advantage of.
I got you. But what would that, and that's...
Come on.
So I'm trying to say like, a woman's openness to me allows me to understand how open I can be.
That's
not
good.
Saying I can't be a leader and lead the situation,
but
it also lets
lead.
Me know I'm taking your lead to say I'm going to be comfortable in your comfort. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to like put up those cushions to guard you from what you think. And that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But if I know you can't do that for every person, but at the end of the day, it's like, how can you find happiness when you're having to hide the truth from the beginning?
Right.
It's kind of like, I literally almost saw, I said, why are you even dealing with that person?
But I guess they kind of they're protecting themselves
yeah.
in the beginning, but you're not really giving the relationship a fair chance.
Exactly. Because now you, I get it too, but you know, you're more on guard. As we understand, time is valuable. Time is really precious.
It is.
So you don't want to waste your time. The older you get, the harder it is to really like. But you would
think. Because you become set in your ways. Yeah. And you don't want anybody to change what you're going to do. And that's for men and for women.
But how come it can't be like one of the things where it's like, look, this is how I am. I like you physically, mentally. I may not like your work schedule. But at this point in my life, you are what works for me. We can go on a vacation. Like, it's almost seems like it's what you want without having to be encouraged to change that person.
Well, too much honesty. I guess.
Too much honesty?
Yeah, and what you attract. And I think sometimes we go for the same personality, knowing that that personality is not good for you.
I got you.
And I think that happens a lot. We go, don't you think that
we
the same type of person and we just, like insanity, we keep repeating.
I was going to ask you, do we go after the person that's a reflection of us?
I don't know. I think it may be a reflection of our parents. I can say.
Okay, that's good. What you think, Cal?
I went with someone who was a reflection of my father.
Okay.
And my mother.
At the same time.
Okay. What you was going to say, Cal?
I will say in a life of an artist, yes. Because you want to see that grind, that hustle,
mm-hmm.
reciprocated mm-hmm. on their passion, not necessarily themselves.
Right.
And you'll do anything you can to make sure that thing survives and succeeds. Because, in essence, if you treat your craft or your art that way, you'll treat your relationships that way.
So how far do you go to make your relationships succeed when you're not getting the help from the other party? Does that make sense? How far do you go?
You go as far as where you won't change who you are.
Okay.
You go as far as saying, you know what?
That's not necessarily true.
I don't.
Because we do go far where we do change ourselves for our spouse. If that's not healthy,
yeah.
But we do it unknowingly.
And see,
you think so, really?
I was told that.
I
was told that at the end of my relationship that I became a different person when I got married.
But it's not fair to say that because you're going to become different anyway.
Because you have, but because you become
people,
a unit with
yeah.
someone.
But
I heard this for me. I heard this
that.
From different people.
You don't think you change anyway?
Just like Nana says,
I think you change, but you don't change to the point where as
who you
where
truly are.
You truly are. You change because okay. So take for instance.
Just use me an example, child.
Just
take I don't
for
care.
Instance, if Shaniqua, second husband, I ain't gonna say first, but. She's been married 2 or 3 times. So her second husband.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
That's not true, by the way. But
it ain't
you know,
true.
But
that's anyway, not true.
Anyway, since they say I throw people under the bus. So just like take for instance, her second husband.
All of us do.
He just didn't like Shaniqua's outgoing personality. He didn't want her just to go up and talk to people. If they in a group setting, he always wanted Shaniqua right by his side.
Ooh, I had one of those.
Not going anywhere, but just staying right
we wasn't
by
married,
her side.
Though.
So,
true story,
I mean,
true story.
Then, to me, you are changing yourself to appease him because.
But guess what? It took you to get married to say that you're not going to change yourself to change yourself. So there's a step there where you're like, you know what? This ain't for me. I can't be that not outgoing person. That's who I am.
But Kevin, you even said that like a couple of podcasts
I did.
Ago that you was dating someone who didn't like you always being out. And just, you know,
but
and you did change
and
yourself
I change.
For that person,
but
even though
what?
The relationship didn't work.
I changed because I knew it wasn't going to work.
Okay, but sometimes in a marriage, when you have kids and other responsibilities, you just go with the flow because you just
true.
There's more to it than
true.
It. Yeah.
True.
Right. It's,
you want it to
dating,
work.
When you dating and when you married are
two
different
things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different.
And you I know? Agree. And I wholeheartedly agree with you. But in that situation, I knew from when she said those issues, that problem, I knew it wasn't going
to
work.
It was time for her to go.
So I changed in spite of the conversation. But when you are married, like you said, and you are forced to kind of make that change, or I get it at that point. And I think at that point, you do whatever you can do to make the relationship survive. But I do have a problem with I don't want you to change who you are for me, because if I don't survive this marriage, I need you to be okay.
And then at the same time, that's not what drew me to you in the beginning.
Yeah.
You drew me, your who you were.
Your energy.
Mm-hmm. That's what drew me towards
you. So
why
change that?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think like for life, a lot of us just
different circumstances yeah, a lot that of come us, into our lives.
For me, I thought this was something that I had to do. Yeah. I'm joining somebody, so I have to make some changes. And I didn't realize that I was changing until, like I said, near my divorce. Not only Nina was telling me that, she says I have separate friends. Other friends were telling me that.
Yeah.
You've changed. You're not the same person.
But you don't even see yourself doing it.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
And you just, you get so, like, lost in the, I guess, the sauce, essentially, like, the of the relationship.
Yeah, you just want to make it work.
Yeah.
Right.
Most people that get, most people who get married, you know, they don't plan to get divorced. They plan for it to be forever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they try to do whatever it takes to make it work. And sometimes you lose yourself in the marriage. And a lot of women lose themselves.
In a marriage.
Black women,
oh, yeah.
I can't speak for the other race because I don't know, but black women lose themselves.
And when you say lose yourself in a situation,
you do everything to appease him. Or try to do everything to
like
appease
he's king.
Him.
He
like
is king. But you
so
want.
So why is it not? Are you, all right, so when you say that, because that seems really good to me. That's what anyone should do. But when you say lose yourself.
Because I am my own person.
True.
Okay. But I forget about who I am.
To take care of that.
And it's all about him.
Okay,
I forget about
so
my
and then
life.
When you have kids, then it becomes about the
right.
kids.
So my question at
and
that point
he,
is.
He
is
gets
it,
lost in that.
Is it bad because it's not reciprocated? Or is it bad because it's one-sided? Or is it bad because
you shouldn't forget about who you are? That's why it's bad.
But if you didn't realize you forgot about yourself until afterwards, how do you adjust and fix that?
I mean, I think with me, I didn't realize it until after he left.
So
and
how
I
do you,
had
so,
that time
so how do you
we
fix
wasn't
that?
Living it's nothing to be fixed because I think sometimes I had to come to realization only I'm only talking about my relationship. I had to come to realization that He was in my life for a purpose.
Yeah.
Right.
He was in my life for the season. He helped me get through going through chemo, cancer. He helped me get through losing my dad. God sent him in my path for a reason.
For a reason.
And I don't ever doubt that. I don't ever doubt him. And I respect and I love him for being there for me during that time.
Yeah.
But I knew but after being there with him for 20-something years,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. After being with him for 20-something years, that's when I came to the point whereas after we separated, I knew he was only going to be there for my lifetime, not for my season.
I understand.
I mean,
that.
For my season, not my lifetime.
But so let me say this because I want to make sure people understand this. So when I said that, when I asked a question like, how do you change it when you don't know you are doing it until after the fact, I don't want anyone to feel as if it's inevitable. What I wanted, and those were kind of rhetorical, the reason I brought that up is because there's a responsibility that you had to make that man feel like king.
And I know.
And there's a responsibility.
I didn't always do that.
But
I can admit, I didn't always do what I was supposed to have done as a wife for him.
Who does?
But like I said, that's why I say it's rhetorical. Because at the end of the day, it's not inevitable of you that you're going to change. You're going to change.
Right. For the better.
Agreed.
For the better.
But the man, and this is, I do this a lot. And I sent my wife to L.A. because I said, you are losing your hustle that we first met. I don't know where it's going, but you're going to L.A. by yourself.
That's what attracted you to,
that's what,
to
exactly.
her as well.
So it's a man's responsibility to say, you know what? I'm recognizing you losing yourself. So now I got to fix that.
The man has to recognize
Thank you. And that's what I'm saying. So it's not on y'all. You changing yourself to make the thing
it's
work.
It's on the man.
It's the man. Literally. Yeah.
It's the person.
Because
it's the person.
If you're changing the man, or if you're changing yourself to make sure the man is king, the king has responsibility to you to
right.
say, "You look,
agreed.
This is not
I
the
agree.
Person I like." Marriage is hard.
Speak on this. Speak
marriage
on
is really hard. There's certain times where I don't want to go home because I feel like I'm losing what I thought I wanted. So I said to myself, "What am I doing wrong here? You know what I'm doing wrong? I'm not pushing her to be where she needs to be. So guess what? I'm gonna do the same thing I did when we first started dating. You're gonna go to these places. You're gonna take me time. Do what you got to do. Get yourself right, because you can't change yourself for me if I'm not always gonna be.
But that's maturity.
That's true.
And I believe every that. Man has that, Calvin. How many times do you gotta tell you are different?
The only reason why I'm saying that and to the listeners is this. Ladies, it's not your responsibility to be the only person that changes in a relationship.
True.
And if you find a person that's not changing for you, you're going to change. Y'all are married. You've known each other. You've known yourself longer than you've known the person you with. Mm-hmm. You've known yourself longer than the person that you're married with.
Right.
So when you're changing to help the relationship.
That's always a cop-out. I hate when people say, we don't have anything in common. What? That
don't matter.
That doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
And there's times where I go on vacation. Well, me and Kiana go on vacation, and she will go to a spa, and I will go to a bar. I don't want to go to the spa. I don't want to go there because I don't want to be with you. That's what you do.
That's not my thing. That's your thing.
I'll meet you at this location at this time. Cool.
Yeah.
It literally took her a long time to understand. It's not that I don't want to be with you. It's like, that's not my thing. I don't want to be forced to do what I want to do.
Right.
Exactly. See what I'm saying?
So you go do your thing. Yeah. That's cool. I'll pay for it. I'm good.
Yeah.
But let me go over here, take care of my stuff, and there we go.
Right. Because I don't want to do that doesn't mean I love you any less. That's just not my thing. You knew that wasn't my thing in the beginning, and it's not my thing now that we're married.
And there's certain times where I'll go and do it to say, look, I'm doing it because you wanted me to do it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this is a...
But you just know this is not my thing.
Exactly. And that made me think of Nina. Fishing is not Nina thing.
Yeah.
Because she loved her husband.
You go do it.
And because her husband wanted her to do it, it was quality time. She did it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but that was something that I wanted him to do. And, like, I'm that type of chick that I didn't care if my ex went to the strip club.
That was me. I don't care.
I don't care because I had that trust in you that you was going to do what you was going to do. You see what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you this. I agree with what you're saying.
Right.
But when we go into the next relationship, do you think that because we're so laid back and because we trust our partner so much, do you think that it would change in the next relationship? Do you think we did something wrong?
No, because that's built up.
No. Yeah.
That's
okay.
No.
Yeah, you guys invested in yourselves to be able to trust in that
sense.
And
I think sometimes our exes didn't get us because we were so, I hate to say strong. Because everybody
but that's
always,
what it is. But because it is. Even my ex said, he said, you're my bulldog. So when I need things handled, I'm going to get my bulldog on them.
But I hate to say that.
I don't like that.
Because I remember my ex saying, you strong. You'll be all right. You'll make it.
I don't want to be strong all the time.
And I don't want to be that all the time. But my thing is, this is it. I gave you the room to do whatever you needed to do.
Yeah.
Whereas sometimes I felt like you didn't give that same back to me.
Agreed.
That's crazy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah, because I trust you.
But that's a lack
you.
In them.
It
but
is.
That's not but, us.
And I know that from, for us being separated for the time period we were separated till the divorce, I knew that because I started to reassess my life and the things that I have done in my life to realize that, I lost myself in a relationship,
Yeah.
So, anyway, I still wouldn't tell. That's just me, because I don't know. Women are not very receptive to other women
that
saying
is
anything
true.
About their spouse.
That is true.
Or their significant other being seen with somebody.
That
else
is true.
Out in
I would want to know, and then based on who told me. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It depends on who told me whether I take their word or not. If it's somebody that I don't really know, okay, the investigation begins. Okay, there's a red flag. Let me sit up and let me pay attention to what's going on. It really depends on the source. It really
it's just the source.
It's just
for
the
me,
source.
I don't want to know.
So if you want to tell me, you can go ahead and tell
Shaniqua
me.
So Shaniqua wants to know. So
I
want to
know.
You see somebody that she dating out and about with
because
somebody else?
Because listen. My ex had me looking crazy in the street, like, for real. Like, everybody knew.
Except for you.
But
for
me.
You. I was like, wait a minute.
Until
why?
I kind of like, something's wrong. And then when I stopped paying attention,
oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. I was like, and then I started investigating. Bitch, when I investigate, you better watch out. It's on some real stuff. Like, well, I found out, Nana, you better tell him.
This is Spectre Gadget over here.
Listen, really? Don't play with me. Because when somebody say, bitch, you better sit up and pay attention. Oh, okay. And then I start digging. Well, and you don't even know I'm digging.
With me, it's going to always come out. Whatever dirt that you do, whatever, as that saying go, whatever you do in the dark will come out in the light. Mm. That's how I am. Mm. So yeah, everything happens the way.
She want to find out as soon as possible.
She
want to turn on the light switch.
Yes. She wants to find out as soon as possible.
The only thing, and I've learned from my last relationship, the next time it happens, it won't happen again. It won't. But I know, chill for a minute. Because, man, when I find out I'm coming in like a freaking bull.
Well, you are the bulldog, right?
I am the bulldog, aka dragon, because he called his girl. She's the dragon. But, yeah, I'm the dragon. All right, I'll fire your ass up.
But by the context of that conversation, or the way you're talking, you were surprised.
I was surprised because I put him on a pedestal. I really did, and I had a discussion with Nina. And, you know, we talk all the time about how we were wrong, what happened or whatever. But for me, it wasn't even the action, because you went back multiple times, even after I found out, man, the pussy is good, but you didn't even want it back. I mean, there's something wrong. But anyway, so I was just like.
I think she just gave him the attention that you wasn't giving him.
Right.
That's all it was.
And she,
it was
just he about said, attention. He said, she made me feel like a man. No. Nigga, you just wanted to do it, so you did it.
Yeah, I can't.
I mean, I'm not stupid. You wanted to do it, so you did it. But I forgot what I...
He wanted a child. He didn't want a woman.
I'm very strong.
But can you say this?
They wanted a child. They didn't want a woman.
By that point, you already had a kid.
Right.
So, two.
Yeah, and my kids knew before me.
So what about... What part of him not making it feel like a man?
Because... It is an excuse. Yeah. It is an excuse. And I come from a line of strong women. Yeah. And we're strong only because we have to be. And we're put in that position. Like I told you, he's like, you're my bulldog. When I want you to handle something, I want you to handle something. But you're the man. You need to handle something. You need to handle it. I don't want to handle it.
But I also, and I know you're not doing this, but I also want to make it clear to everyone that's listening. That's not a negative thing. A woman can be a person that can take charge, and a woman can do whatever they want to do. So I don't make it.
But
so,
babe, we don't always want to. We want to be the queen, and we want to relax, and we want a knight in shining armor to take control.
And I agree with that to an extent. To an extent of there's a lot of men that aren't knight in shining armors.
He wasn't the person who she was going to spend her lifetime with.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Just leave it like that.
Okay.
Okay, can I say my piece?
What?
Say your piece, mommy.
So, don't tell me.
And she doesn't want to know.
And I tell my girl, because I'm not, it doesn't matter what the whole world knows. It matters what the two of us know. And until I'm ready to accept, you can tell me you saw him running down Bull Street with a woman tied on his back.
Not tied on the back. Tell me that, I'm going to we got to research some things.
He's going to tell me, as my ex told me, unless you saw me with your eyes and you touched me on my back and I turned around, it wasn't me. And women, we have this thing.
It's a song, isn't it?
It probably is. I mean, but this is 30 years ago.
It wasn't me,
yeah.
Okay, but, Shaggy.
But I tell my girlfriends all the time, listen, I'm your friend. I'm here for you. The relationship that you and I have is completely different than the relationship that you and he has. If you're on the ground crying, I'm going to be right there holding your hair, giving you tissue. I'm going to cry with you. If you're in the street fighting, hey, I'm fighting with you. I'm there for you. I'm not his friend. I'm your friend. And I'm going to hold you up, and I'm going to hold you down.
Yeah.
You know, but I let my friends go through whatever they have to go through, and I'm going to be right there with them.
So you're saying
tell you
more,
what I think.
Let me help support you during this time period. But let me not be the person that caused the issue.
Well, I mean, I've seen friends, significant others out in the street. but I don't know what's going on. What if I tell Shaniqua that John over here, I saw John holding the lady's hand, and he was actually putting something in her hand? I just don't believe that it's my place to tell any of
but
my
that's
friends.
When the investigation yes. starts. And you're, that's where you're alerting me.
Because you know what? Like it's I just, said before, whatever you do in the dark will come out listen, in the light.
It will.
Listen, I, but it's I'm also, one of those who believe if you go looking for something, you're going to find
that
it.
That is yeah. true.
But it's also,
I mean, I used to be, I when I was young, lot. I used to investigate.
But you know, can I, all right, so I've been on situations where I've been on lunch dates or dinner dates
exactly.
with people that are not.
I have.
My like my girlfriend or my wife, and it's like, yo, like, not saying I have both, but just saying, but and someone that knows me from that particular establishment comes up and says, hey, what's up, man? And they look at me and it's like, oh no, that's not like that. This is a homie, this is a friend.
So I've been on lunch dates like that. I don't feel that way, but they do.
There you go. So that's what I was getting to. How do you? That's weird. Because
so
you don't want the perspective
like
to be.
Business. Yeah, when something mind like that business. Happens, and for me, when I was married, I alerted my spouse. Hey, yeah. I'm going to lunch with so-and-so.
Yeah.
So you knew, you know, it's not something. I'm not trying to hide anything because I'm not feeling him like that.
So what if you
but
said.
Baby, it's free lunch.
So what if you were like, well, I'm going to lunch with this person, and your spouse says, I don't want you to.
Well, I've never had that situation.
What would you do, though? I never had it either.
I probably wouldn't go.
You wouldn't
just
go?
Just out of respect for him.
Okay.
Just out of respect for him, is I that, probably wouldn't.
Is that a sign of you losing yourself?
No,
no,
just
I
respect.
Don't think so.
It's
I think it's just
respect.
A respect thing.
Because everybody has even insecurities
if the person,
now.
Even if the person was your best friend and he knew the friend. He knew the friend.
Oh, that's a Henry.
He's gay, though.
He is gay, but he said dang. That I can
but
make him
the
straight.
Does always have to travel around?
He said I can make him straight. Remember that?
Let's just say Henry.
I don't believe that either.
Let's just say Henry wasn't gay. Let's just say it was a good friend of yours.
And this
forever.
Is and this is a true story, but he is gay. But and it was an issue. And I said, you know what? You don't know the history behind our relationship. He was there when you didn't even exist at the time for me. Yeah. He's been there for me. So you think that I'm just going to, like, cut him off? That's not going to happen. He was here before you, and he's done so much for me. So you have to understand, number one, you know he's gay. Yeah. Now, you really think I'm going to sleep with a gay man?
But if he let's take that. Let's take the.
Girl, I almost called you something.
Turning.
I didn't sleep with Sean like that because Sean don't like women.
We were all in the same bedroom.
Well,
Nana slept with Sean all the time.
All of y'all sleep with Sean. We all sleep with Sean.
Shall I sleep with a
Sean's
damn
Laverne
all
us,
the time?
Okay?
Laverne keeps trying to.
Sean is going to laugh. That's what Sean's going to do.
Sean is going to be glad to be here.
We all love you, Sean. Exactly.
We
love
you, Sean.
But that's take out that gay part equation.
Right.
Would it hinder you from?
That's really difficult.
Yeah.
That's really difficult. I don't know.
Okay.
Sidebar, Your Honor. Sidebar. But anyway. So let me just go ahead because we're running out of time. We're about to run over. I just want to the audience, our listeners, the polls
is still out there. So
The polls is closed.
Oh, you closed it.
The polls are closed. 67% want to know. 33%
say they don't.
Don't want to know.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
yes.
It is.
That's crazy. Do you think it's embarrassment and all that kind of
I
stuff?
I think embarrassment does
it
have
is
a lot to do
it is embarrassment because just like I said earlier, that girl said, "Abso-freaking-lutely, I don't want to look like a fool in these streets." And for me, I was looking like a fool in the streets because so many people knew. Like, for instance, when I went to a sporting event, they didn't even know I exist. They didn't even know I was the wife. They thought the girlfriend, they was like, damn, you the wife? Why is he messing with that? Damn, you the, that's how it went down. Like, what?
You said, wait a minute.
I was like, wait a minute.
What are you talking about? I mean, was out there in
like,
the public like
came
that?
Y'all came to a practice. He was riding, she was riding right behind you. All right. I'm not stupid, Bo.
Oh, wow.
I'm not stupid.
They were in the same car?
No. Oh. She was following him, so he just left her home. So, like, people, like, was like, well, damn, because I had an inside person that was telling me everything. And somebody actually came up to me and was like, shit, if he ain't doing you right, mama, I'll do you right.
Oh, goodness.
Like, you the wife? Yeah, I'm the wife.
Well,
like they didn't even know I existed because I never came
like
around
Sherelle
like that.
Like Sherelle said, you giving me, oh. Sherelle, you giving me everything I miss at home.
Question is this. Can you, like, those are all excuses.
Right.
Will we ever get down to the nitty-gritty of why?
No.
No, we won't.
You won't.
You'll never. It's a bunch of boom.
It is. It really is.
Every man can't have a strong woman. They say they want
and
it.
And mine cannot have one. Okay. You can say,
Why not have something strong?
I would want, if I was a man. I would want a strong. Thank you.
Like it's so weird.
Insecurity, so that
pushes
you can feel better.
It all
about
goes
yourself.
Back to how you were raised, what kind of environment you was raised in. Mm-hmm. Genetics has a lot to do with what you expect out of.
I want a strong ass man.
I do.
I don't want no weak man.
I honestly think genetics.
It's gonna take a strong man to deal with me.
Okay, stop yelling.
I'm just saying. The next go round.
All right. So I do think that. You know, your environment has a lot on who you choose to be your mate in life. Anyway.
And your parents.
Which rank we on?
We are on.
Because I've already done biker and round two. I've already done biker and I've
done
the
Campos.
Clutch. Okay.
Let's try the Campos
what
one
you
more
got?
Time.
I'm good. I still got
Look,
mine.
See, he don't never want to go to round two. Hey,
that's why I said earlier that Calvin never wants to do a round two. He leaves stuff, you know.
Y'all killing me.
Killing you in a good way.
So listen, we got two more to go real quick.
That's another question. My number one is the biker.
How do you know you're number one when you got two more to drink?
Fired. I'm all out of cups. That's why I don't have any more.
No, bruh, you ain't out of cups.
You ain't out of cups. Those four cups are empty.
Used cups.
So what?
Nina says I can't put wine in the
Nina
sink.
Nina is not the boss of you.
She's the boss of wine. Until the next bag challenge. I gotta listen to her.
A brown bag. Which is pretty soon, people. So my
September
number
4th,
September 4th at Jigs.
Right? Right, Kim? Hello? Yeah. Manager.
So.
No DD that day.
Excuse me. That's right. Outreach.
Wait a minute. You're not going to be the DD? Who want me? We're going to get an Uber?
Y'all going to get something?
Kim Calvin.
Kim going to sit in the back with a cigar in her mouth.
Girl.
What?
I'm just going to
sit there, and I'm not even drinking wine. I'm drinking
liquor.
Girl,
it's going to be so.
And I'm going to say, wrong. Wrong.
We'll make sure we don't have only three. We don't
it's
going to have just two
so
mics that
funny.
Day.
Okay, so my number one is the biker.
Agreed. Look, agreed.
Biker. Yeah, I like number one.
You like number one, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number two is the plunger. What is the actual name of it?
Did you try the
It's plunger head.
Plunger head.
But you have to do into two before you judge. You got to do in. Did you?
But you needed the last one. Like, that's
yeah,
the one.
We got to do into before we judge.
I did.
When? I thought you did campus. Okay. See?
You didn't. Yeah.
She drunk.
You didn't do into.
I'm not drunk.
Give me
that.
That
bottle
ain't
even like halfway like empty like the other one.
Okay.
Dad,
so
she just gave me a like real taste.
Number two is compost.
We don't know yet.
You might like that one now.
Still tastes like raisins.
I thought your number two was plunger head.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
My number two is plunger head.
Okay, number three.
The compost.
Okay.
And number one is into Zen.
Number four.
She's drunk.
Hey, quick question though. So you know how last week was like, even if we didn't rank it, would you buy it? Would you buy that fourth one?
Into Zen?
Maybe if I was
refrigerated,
it may be a little better.
Okay. That's the one you said you would. Sangria out of, right.
But my favorite
is...
this
into right here?
Yeah, that's into.
Did you drink it?
Yes.
Okay.
Shanika, you sound a little tipsy. I feel
like. It's a lot of red wine.
Oh, yeah, that's four for me.
I think we agree on this one.
Biker, plunger head, compass, and into.
Yeah.
I agree.
So we all agree.
We are all in agreement.
That's a rarity.
Except for Kim.
Well, you don't taste nothing.
You got water, and water. You got like five empty water
with
bottles.
Chasing with gummy rings or some kind of.
Yeah, the Lifesaver rings.
The Lifesaver's gummies. That's what she's chasing them with. So, next podcast.
What are we doing, baby?
Joe's Package Shop. So he gifted us with four wines.
Thank you, Joe.
We appreciate it.
Is it all Yellowtail?
I think two are and then
three.
Three, and then one is Barefoot, right?
Yeah, one's Barefoot.
Okay, so I think they're wines we never had, right?
It's going to be either really, 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 really good.
Or really, really bad.
And after that, we're going to do...
Look at the calendar.
I don't know. We have to look at the calendar because it's coming up to Shaniqua's birthday.
Yeah, we about to get litty. We should have did red on the 7th.
We can still do another red.
We still can do another red.
Let's do another red in celebration of my birthday.
Her birthday. And then,
which is actually on Monday, next Monday.
Okay.
But we're celebrating.
We're celebrating on Sunday.
Right.
So we'll do that. And then.
Are you going to Atlanta?
No, she's going to be here, right?
No, I'll be here. I got to get my baby's car situated. She got a car. Okay, I got to take it up there, though. Okay. I got to get the title transfer. You know how to do that? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about that off the air.
Okay, and then we'll do, let's do sake next.
What, for my birthday?
No. Oh. I thought we were going to do a red for your birthday.
Okay. Sake or red?
We're going to do a red for your birthday.
Okay.
And then we'll do sake next. And then on the 4th, we're going to do brown bag challenge at Jigs.
Well, what
and
we
any,
doing?
Any guests next week?
No, not right.
Okay.
So wait a minute.
No guests until September.
Okay, right. So Nana, the 16th, we're doing a red. The 23rd, we're doing a sake. And right. The 30th, we can't be doing a red, right? Because I thought we were doing
maybe
a red.
Maybe we do an Estés Spumante.
On the 30th?
Yeah.
And then on the 4th,
we'll end the summer off with one more sparkling wine.
Okay.
And then on the 4th, we'll do Brown Bag Challenge at Jig Cigar Bar.
Okay.
Is that cool?
That works for me.
So,
Woohoo!
Wow. So hit us up at twochickswining@gmail.com. That's T-W-O, chickswining@gmail.com. DM us on Instagram at twochickswining. If you have any questions or if you want us to try, any of the wines that we haven't tried, maybe one of your favorites, we can do that again. I do want to do Moscato's one more time before.
Look.
Why, Sway?
Wow.
I love Moscato.
Moscato's one more time.
Okay.
Before the season is over. Kim is happy about that.
Yes, because you know the one I wanted you guys to try.
Which one?
Oh, the Ménage à Trois.
Ménage à Trois. Yes.
Oh, I tried Ménage à Trois.
You had that?
There's a Ménage. There's a Moscato from them?
Yes.
Okay.
She had it on the cruise, and ever since then, she's been like a moored.
We like Ménage à Trois.
We love Ménage à Trois.
Or Ménage à Cinco.
I don't know, but Calvin and Shaniqua like Ménage à Trois.
We like Ménage à Trois.
I'm just talking about the wine people.
Okay. So are we, right, Calvin?
Exactly.
Whatever.
Try to put us out there like that.
I mean, what the hell?
Next week.
You don't put people out.
Next week, we are doing Joe's Package Shop.
Okay.
A sponsor.
And what is it, the wines again?
I think there's one Barefoot and three Yellowtails.
Okay, white?
Are they all white?
Yeah, they're all white.
Okay.
They're all whites. So we're Joe's trying to wind down for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But Moscato is going to be our last.
Sauvignon.
Okay. But Moscato is going to be our last wine for the summer.
Okay.
And then we'll start again in fall, and maybe we'll do some ports.
That sounds great. Yeah.
You know, warmer climate, fall, we do ports. And
it's still going to be hot in Savannah, though.
I know.
Child,
I know.
Don't get cold in Savannah until January.
If January, maybe February.
It probably, the way the world going right now, it might be shit.
Okay. In the world is America. We the ones messing up.
Everybody, please wear your mask so we can get over this COVID-19.
Please vote.
And please vote.
Please
it's
vote.
It's important to vote.
We have an important vote coming August 11th for Chatham County.
We do. Yeah. And we don't think it's important to, like, do what, the mail-in vote? Nah. No. I don't think so. I think we need to go
to the polls and actually
that whole
vote.
Mail-in is sketchy. It's sketchy.
Yeah. So, you have anything else to say?
Well, I love you guys.
We love you all. And just please follow us on Instagram.
Questions.
Facebook,
we interact.
Questions. We do interact with our followers. Oh, podcasts. We want to give a shout out to, oh my gosh, what's the name of them? The Good Guys. I listen to y'all podcasts.
What's
I like
up?
Some of, some of the stuff that you were saying. So, yes, we love you. And Ghost, another one. Ghost, we listen to your podcast.
I think it's What's Up.
What's Up? Rosé All Day. We listen to y'all podcast as well. We want to give podcast love to all those who.
What about the Sip Girls? What about Young Girls?
The Sip
and Wine.
Sip and Spill.
Sip and Spill.
Sip and Spill.
I love
you guys are so cute.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
Cute. Poured Choices. Y'all are cute as well. But Sip and Spill. I love the.
Yeah, we do love you girls.
Yes, yeah, y'all are funny. I sent you that this morning, right? About the different types of personalities. If you drink certain types of liquors or cocktails, that was hilarious. So we want to give podcast love to all the other podcasters who follow us.
I had to look it up. It's What's a Good Guy. I think
what's
that's
a
What's
guy?
A Good Guy podcast.
What's a good guy? Yeah.
Is that by a guy?
Yes. It's two guys. Two guys. We actually listened to them, and they was giving out some.
Bill and who else? Because I wanna make sure.
Ghost.
Okay.
Yeah. So we giving out all love to all our podcast followers.
We
got
to support each other.
We have to support each other. Rosé All Day. I listen to you as well. Good.
Great
podcast. Honey and the Monster. Another good podcast. So, you know.
Cheap Wine Guy. Where the hell is the picture, though?
Cheap Wine Guy, where you at, baby?
Where you at? They fake
guy.
Me out. They fake me out. I'm trying
she
to see what you look
cheap
like.
Wine guy.
Wait a minute.
She
no. I want to see what you look like.
It doesn't matter what you look like, Cheap Wine Guy. You're awesome.
It don't matter.
You are awesome. Listen, we love you guys.
Thank you for all the love.
All the love.
The Dope Black Pods.
Dope Black Podcast,
yes.
Top Black Podcast.
Top Black
Thank
podcast.
You so much for
Thank
your
you
support.
Thank you for the love and support.
Yes,
so.
Yes, yes.
And we are
two chicks
whining,
and we're out.